The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. I'm going to move on from this Licking County Newark Library thing that I was talking about earlier. I encourage everyone in Licking County to contact the library, and I am assuming that many, many, many of you will. Be kind, be gracious, but be firm. Do not make threats. Do not be unkind. But please express your concern. Even it's okay to express outrage in a kind manner. Yes, you can express outrage in a kind way. I am happy to report to you that the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Larry Householder, has written a very stern letter to the library board over in Licking County demanding that this end, this drag queen thing coming up on June 7th, be canceled immediately. It's a well-crafted letter. I won't read it. Because it is his letter, and I just don't feel appropriate in reading the entirety of his letter. But he has published it on his website. You can check it out, Speaker of the House, Larry Householder's website. And he has said clearly, I believe in the First Amendment, but this is not about free speech. This is about common sense and taxpayer dollars. And it's true. He says, I don't believe the people of Licking County desire for this to be, for tax dollars to be spent for this kind of an event. And he says, this got to stop. This is not what libraries are for. Libraries are not for pushing a sexual agenda. And they're not. So my congratulations and my thanks to Speaker of the House, Larry Householder. We're very fortunate in Ohio right now. Senator Larry Obhoff, the president of the Senate, is very strong pro-family, pro-marriage, and pro-life. Very, very strong pro-life. And he made it a point to be at our pastor appreciation breakfast last Tuesday. Not Tuesday this week, last week. Incredibly busy schedule. But he made it very, very clear. I want to be with those pastors. And he carved some time out of his schedule to be with the pastors at our event. And he's a good man. Larry Householder, the Speaker of the House, strong, pro-life, pro-family, pro-marriage, and pro-traditional morality. So Larry Householder has sent a very forceful letter to the library board in Licking County he's saying again, this is not censorship. This is not violation of the First Amendment. It's common sense and understanding what the purpose of public libraries are. And it's not to put forth a radical sexual agenda. So whether that will have any impact on the folks at the library, I don't know. But I know that if enough of you express your concern, it's what happened in Delaware. They canceled it. I don't believe for a minute there were death threats. If there were, terrible, horrible, it should be condemned. That's inexcusable. But I'm not believing they received death threats. But they canceled it. And I believe that if enough people speak out in Licking County, the same thing can happen in Licking County. So, folks, it's time to be heard. It is time to be heard. And again, My thanks and my gratitude to Speaker of the House, Larry Householder. Oh, my goodness, the hypocrisy is up over the shoe tops. It's past the knees. It's past the weight. The hypocrisy of the liberal left on this boycott Georgia thing is right up to the nose. I mean, it is. Yesterday, I read to you that the chairman of the or the CEO of the Disney Corporation, Mr. Iger, said, I don't know whether we can film in Georgia anymore because they passed that radical abortion bill. You know, I don't know. I don't think our employees would be comfortable in going to a state where there are so many bigots. And they opened a new Disney World in Shanghai, China. Have you checked out lately the human rights record of China, where they're locking up Christians and they're locking up Muslims? They're locking up Muslims and throwing away the key. They're destroying churches, taking down crosses. They've developed a social credit score where if the government doesn't like you, you can't get on an airplane. You can't get on a bus. You can't even get a taxi. You can't get a job. You can't get a phone if the government doesn't like you. So Disney has no problems with China, but they got a problem with Georgia. And then we got Netflix. The president of Netflix has just announced, you know, we may have to boycott Georgia. We may not be able to film any of our films anymore in Georgia. Yeah. Netflix. Oh, you might be interested in knowing that Netflix is filming 3 original shows in the Middle East. Egypt. Yeah, where abortion in Egypt is punishable by imprisonment, even death. Yeah, that's Egypt. Oh, and they're also filming 2 projects in Jordan. Yeah. Look at the human rights record of Jordan and their laws concerning abortion. Both Egypt and Jordan have much, much, much more radical laws on the books about abortion than Georgia. So Netflix has no problem with Egypt or Jordan or any of the other countries in the Middle East where they film, but they have a problem with Georgia. As I said, the hypocrisy is way above the shoe tops. It's above the waist. It's right up to the nose, and the hypocrisy literally stinks from the entertainment industry. They will go all over the world to countries that have horrific human rights records and have no problem, but will then say, we're gonna boycott Georgia. Give me a break. Wow. All right. We need to take a break. Again, my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. You're listening to Bob Burney Live on AM 880 and 104.5 FM. We will return.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Friday afternoon. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, and we're going to head to the phones and talk to Jason in Delaware. Hey, Jason, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Hey, Pastor, how you doing?
I am well today. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
Yeah. Excellent. Very, very good.
Good.
Very, very good. I just called to give a half praise and half prayer request.
All right.
The praise report is the Orange Library in Delaware was going to host one of these gender dysphoria book readings.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Gender dysphoria, which I'm sure your listeners know, is people who suffer from a real condition, which is horrible,
mm-hmm.
which is something to be prayed for, not to be praised, and definitely not to confuse our children with storybooks that, or whether they should be male or female when the science is there, the biology is there, except for like 0.00, I don't know, some low percentage of people that have anomalies in their genes and they're born with double genitalia, real small number.
Right.
But so this thing was supposed to happen. Well, praise the Lord, so many overwhelming phone calls, it got canceled.
Right.
It's at a, now it's at a public private place. It's at some comic book store or something up here. But that's private property and they can do pretty
right.
much what they want to do on private property.
Right.
But under the taxpayer, it got shut down. Here's the prayer request. Besides the transgender person and the people who are for this sort of craziness, the prayer request side is for them and someone allegedly, I will put it this way, allegedly called and threatened people. So that is not a prayer request or a praise report. That is a prayer request
right.
too. Now I say allegedly for two reasons. Number one, I'd like to think that people who love biology and love and have a heart for transgender people that they need healing, not like affirm, they need healing of the mind and soul, that there wouldn't be people on our side acting that way. A, they need prayer. That's definitely not Christ-like at all, and that's terrible. Absolutely abhorrent. But on the flip side, most of the people on the opposite end and could, with a worldview which is more than likely atheistic, more than likely agnostic-atheistic, you can't just say, well, we got so many phone calls and we were overwhelmed that we just went ahead and shut it down because of peaceful, loving Christians saying no, thank you. This could be made up. I don't know. It's all, there's no proof, at least in front of me. It's all hearsay. But there's always two sides to every story, as they say.
Yeah, well,
and so,
go ahead. Someone that I have confidence in told me that they called both the Sheriff's Department in Delaware County and the Delaware Police and asked them, were there any real threats to anyone at the library, the drag queen that was supposed to be perform and so forth? And they were told, now again, this is secondhand to me. This is not firsthand. This is secondhand. They told me that both the Sheriff's Department and the Police Department said they were unaware of any threats. I didn't buy that there were threats from the beginning. Here's my take on it, Jason. We know that the radical leftist community, they are vicious. The radical homosexual community is vicious. And I use that word advisedly. They are vicious. And had the library director announced, you know, we've received so many comments from the community that we want to listen to the public. We're a public library, and we want to listen to them, and so therefore we have changed our mind, and we're not going to host this. There would have been riots. Then there would have been death threats, Jason. So as a means of saving face, of getting out, I think, and again, this is pure conjecture on my point, but my part, but I think it's educated conjecture, that this was a way to get out of it and appease the radical left by saying it was a safety issue. So that's just my guess on it. But I think it's an educated guess. But I don't know. I don't know that firsthand.
Well, this whole thing is it just all stinks. It all stinks.
Yeah, well, it does,
whole,
and now it's happening over in Licking County.
Right.
Same thing's happening in Licking County, and I hope and I pray that the people of Licking County will do the same that the people in Delaware County did. Make their voice known. Make their voice known.
Peacefully.
Peacefully. Absolutely peacefully.
Absolutely peacefully.
Yeah.
All right,
Jason. Thanks. Yep, appreciate the call. And let me say again what Jason just said. I am encouraging every one of my listeners in Licking County to call the library. Every single one of you. It is the event is taking place on June 7th. Friday, June 7th, A Universe of Stories, A Galaxy of Diversity is the name of the event on June 7th. I'm asking every one of my listeners in Licking County to make your voice known. Don't be afraid. Don't be frightened. Call. Be kind, be gracious, be firm, but please do not make threats. That's not what we do. That's not what we don't make threats. We make our voices known. We protest when it's proper. That's fine, but we don't make threats. But make your voice heard. You have a week. You have a week to make your voice known. So I hope and pray that you will. Hey, speaking of important events, I want to remind you of the 714 event that's taking place down at the State House. It's a prayer event taking place down at the State House Tuesday the 28th at 4 p.m. I'm sorry. Let me make sure I get the date correct. It's Tuesday the 4th, Tuesday, June 4th, at the State House at 11 o'clock. It's called the Ohio 714. It is a prayer event at the State House. Weather permitting, it's going to be outside on the west side of the State House. I will be there. I'll be leading in prayer. There will be many other people leading in prayer as well. And I am encouraging you to come to the 714. That's based on 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. Listen, the nation of Israel was surrounded by a bunch of pagans. 2 Chronicles 7:14 was not given to the pagans. It was given to God's people. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, and so on, then will I hear from heaven, heal their land. So that is this coming Tuesday. This is Friday. That's this coming Tuesday, June 4th, at the State House, 11 o'clock. I hope you will be there. It's going to be an exciting event. I'm praying for nice weather. Last year, and hey, by the way, if it rains, it'll be moved inside. That's what happened last year. It was moved into the atrium. So even if the weather is bad, the event will be held this coming Tuesday at the State House at 11 a.m. Join us. I hope to see thousands of people there this coming Tuesday. Bob Bernie Live will continue.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.